bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora luterana.
Luther 小时.
Tirbunza Jesu Christo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by Fadi E. Karila. Mr. Karela was born to a Christian family in Babda, Lebanon. He has attended graduate courses in communications and Lutheran theology at Concordia University Seward. He is currently preparing the thesis for his master's degree in Islamic studies. At present, he serves as director for Middle East Lutheran Ministry in Lebanon, a position he has held since December 2001. Mr. Karela is married to Lara and has one baby boy. He and his family reside in Beirut, Lebanon. A text for our devotion from the 16th chapter of Matthew. Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Carrying the cross is a way to describe the hardship which comes when someone follows Jesus. That hardship comes with persecution, one of the hardest situations a Christian can face. Unfortunately, we are seeing an increase of persecution in many hostile non-Christian communities. Have you ever wondered what would be your reaction during a time of persecution? Would the fear of death or the fear of losing beloved ones or belongings lead you to deny Christ? Or would we deny ourselves and remain committed to following the Savior? Hayat, a young Lebanese woman who is living in an area which is predominantly Islamic, wrote to us and told us of the hard situation which she faces in her life. She shared, "Because I am a Christian, my life has become horrible. When I was a kid, I didn't pay attention to the fact that people hate us that much. But now, after I got a job, my friends started to avoid talking to me, especially when I give them the Bible. Some of my friends always try to drag me to Islam, and one of these friends is the man I love. We've been together for a few months now, and I love him very much. He always talks to me about Islam and tells me that if I don't leave Christianity and become a Muslim, he will break up with me. I love him, and I can't stay away from him. He is the only one who understands me and shows me tenderness. On the other hand, I do believe that Jesus is the only Lord that I want to follow. I am convinced that Jesus is the right way and the Bible is the Word of God. Please, help me find a way to show him the truth about Christianity and also make him become a Christian." You can understand the tough situation Hayat is facing as she decides on what side she wants to be. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." It is the cross which we are privileged to carry in our lives. When we do, we show that we are children of light living in a dark world. That is why Jesus said, "Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." My friends, it is our prayer that the Holy Spirit will keep all persecutions from you and yours. But if persecution does come, may you be granted the grace to be faithful, faithful unto death, so you may be given the crown of life. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you suffered all manner of persecution as you saved us. Now grant that we may stand for you when persecution comes our way. Let us show our faith in the middle of the storms of persecution. Strengthen us to carry the cross every day, and let our eyes be focused on you throughout our lives. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.